Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Cabinet are set to approve new immigration measures on Wednesday, which are expected to include new rules, meaning someone won't be able to apply for citizenship until 5 years after being granted asylum once certain conditions are met. It says the EU Migration Commissioner Magnus Brunner visits the Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan today in City West. Well, Matt Carthy is Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan constituency, and he's the party's spokesperson on justice, home affairs and migration. He joins me now on the line, as does Barry Ward, Fine Gael TD for Dunleary, who joins me here in studio. You're both very welcome to the programme. So there's a whole raft of measures, I'm sure many of us read about them in the Sunday papers yesterday, Barry, that the Justice Minister is going to bring before Cabinet on Wednesday. By bringing in these proposed changes, what problem is he trying to solve?
Well, I think he's trying to level the playing field a little bit. I mean, some of the proposals go before Cabinet will deal with, for example, the fact that there are international protection applicants who are here more than 6 months, who are working and earning a living. And the idea would be that they would contribute to the cost of the accommodation only where they can and where they have earnings above a certain amount. Another one is that at the moment you have a situation where normally a person who emigrates to Ireland and who is here on a visa, after 5 years, they can apply for citizenship. That's different for an international protection applicant. Once their application has been processed, it's only 3 years. So if your application is processed, let's say in 3 months, which it could be for a project country or a priority country, you could then be applying for a citizenship after 3 years rather than the 5 years that a person who's come here to work would have. So it's about levelling that and making it, and kind of bringing a fairer application across the system.
And there's other measures as well, though, isn't there, in terms of family reunification?
There are, yes, and the proposal is to update them in terms of streamlining them with the rest of the European Union. But I don't actually think there are specifically dramatic changes happening to those rules. What this, and I'm not at Cabinet, so I don't get to see these before they come to Cabinet. But obviously, the proposal is that we would be, in anticipation of the EU Migration Pact coming into effect in June of next year, there will be streamlining systems. We'll be stopping Ireland becoming an outlier relative to other European countries, because at the moment we are an English-speaking country, we are in a different travel area because we're not part of Schengen, we are in the travel area with the United Kingdom, and that creates its own particular pressure, but we want to make sure that we're not an outlier relative to other European Union countries.
But we did see last week the UK announcing pretty major reform in their immigration system. Are we trying to mimic or align ourselves with some of that UK model too?
I don't think we are specifically. I mean, the UK is largely following what Denmark has done, and they're entitled to do that. If they become dramatically less attractive or more less attractive than Ireland, then the argument is that it potentially causes pressure for people in the UK to migrate into Ireland. Now, in fact, they're not allowed to do that, and they're breaking the rules because the common travel area only applies to Irish and UK citizens. But I don't think it's specifically about that. We do have unique pressures, though, as a country, because we're part of two travel areas, one being the European Union, one being the free travel area with the UK, and that has to be taken into account. But really what the measures that are coming before Cabinet this week are, as I understand it, is an effort to streamline the process and level the playing field.
But the Minister did say, look, we don't want Ireland being viewed as being a more favourable place to come than the UK. That's what the Minister said.
Yeah, and I think he's probably right in that regard. We want to be the same to the greatest extent as possible with other countries in the similar area. So we don't want to be somewhere that is seen as more attractive than other countries. We want to do our due diligence under the law, provide the facilities we're obliged to provide, and we know that there's huge pressure on the system at the moment. So it doesn't work for anyone if you make Ireland more attractive than other countries and therefore create a push for migrants to come here instead of other European countries. And this is a situation that needs to be spread across the region, including the UK. And Ireland, in the context of the European Union, is about mid-table in terms of the proportion of people coming here as a proportion of our population.
Okay, Matt Carthy, to come to you. What specifically from what Barry Ward said there, do you have an issue with?
Well, first of all, I welcome the fact that Barry has acknowledged that Ireland is facing unique circumstances in respect of immigration, namely because we're part of the EU, but we're also part of a common travel area. We are an island nation that unfortunately is partitioned, which makes it incredibly difficult to have a cohesive immigration policy. And it was for all those reasons that Sinn Féin set out very clearly that it was a mistake. I think a very predictable mistake in terms of the outcomes that we're now dealing with, for Ireland and the Irish government to sign us up in its entirety to an EU migration and asylum pact that doesn't take into account at all the particular challenges that the common travel area presents. The second issue that I'd have a problem with, I'm the chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Justice, Home Affairs and Migration. Last week and over the past number of weeks, we've been dealing with the general scheme in relation to the International Protection Bill, a huge piece of legislation that government are very unprepared for in terms of a target date for implementation of next summer. And already then we have the minister bringing forward new proposals when the previous proposals haven't been firmed up on.
But I just want to get your sense, yes. I suppose, specifically, because the thing coming before Cabinet now on Wednesday are these new proposals, some of them which Barry outlined there, that citizenship, you can't apply until a 5-year period has lapsed from the date that you actually are granted the right to remain in the country. There will be conditions attached to that, including that there's no outstanding debts to the state, that you haven't been in receipt of a welfare payment for more than 4 months in the previous, I think, 3 years. And there are some restrictions around family reunification, whether or not you have the right financial resources in place for that and that you have accommodation in place for those that you're trying to bring into the country. Those specific new proposals, Matt, are there any of those that you disagree with, that you think are too lenient or too harsh, or what's your read on them?
Well, again, as Barry has acknowledged, and he's a member of government, he hasn't seen the full extent of the proposals. And indeed, when the minister was before the committee last week, I asked him what proposals he intended to bring forward. And he said he couldn't answer that. But of course, he could leak it to the Sunday newspapers, which
is... Yeah, and I'm sure you read it in the Sunday newspapers, and that's certainly where I read it too. So out of what you read yesterday, Matt, what do you make of it?
With all of these matters, of course, Sinn Féin will examine every proposal in detail when we have the detail. But the difficulty is that none of those proposals are going to deal with the fundamental problems we have within the asylum process and the international protection system. And they are the length of time that it's taken government to process applications, still taking over 2.5 years on average for those who appeal. The enforcement of decisions once they're made, which isn't happening and isn't being correlated to anywhere near the degree that's required, and the fact that we have a system that has created a built-in vested interest for those private operators who are making literal fortunes every week on the back of the taxpayer through government's mismanagement of all of these things. And what we've seen, rather than concrete action to deal with all of those issues, are announcement after announcement. The first announcement that Barry mentioned there is the proposal to charge asylum seekers who are working and residing in IPAS accommodation. That was a proposal that was first made 17 months ago, and what we've heard is re-announcement after re-announcement. So what we need from...
And do you agree with that proposal? I'm still not clear. I know I'm going to go to Barry with some of the difficulties that you say that haven't been addressed by these new proposals. But in terms of what has been addressed in these new proposals, does Sinn Féin agree with them or disagree with them?
Well, as I say, when we see the detail, but to give that as an example, of course it makes sense that if somebody has an income and they're residing in state accommodation, that they would contribute to that in the same way as everybody else who's in state accommodation would, whether it be homeless accommodation or otherwise. But what I'm quite frankly sick of is government making announcements and actually not following through with actually the implementation. And what we have is, on a virtually weekly basis now, is a new announcement in relation to immigration policy, but we still have an international protection system that's an utter mess.
Okay. Let me bring back in Barry Ward there. He said, look, we still don't see concrete action. We have announcement after announcement, and all of the other issues, the length of time it takes to process applications, enforcement when decisions are made, and the vested interests of those who are making a clean fortune from the system, none of that being addressed here.
Well, I don't know how, certainly Matt isn't addressing it either. We haven't heard any proposals from for how to, he's going to solve it. But can I make a couple of points? First of all, he's quite wrong in terms of the average length of time it takes to process an application. It was up to 4 years. Helen McEntee, when she was Minister for Justice, introduced a system whereby countries from which applicants had come will be prioritised according to the number of applications from that country. Those applications have fallen right down to 6 months on average, and the vast majority of applicants to this country fall into that category. So we've hugely sped that up. The second thing is about this built-in vested interest he refers to. What he's referring to is the fact that the state does not have enough public accommodation to house international protection applicants. So yes, it is relying on the private sector. Again, Matt isn't telling us what Sinn Féin would do any differently to that. But the reality is that actually the department is moving away from that private infrastructure as there's a 47% reduction in people seeking international protection here. But here's what's most important. The EU Migration Pact is the way in which we can build in solutions to these problems, resources and mechanisms whereby we can process things faster.
Okay, Matt, do you want to get back on that?
So we don't need the EU Migration Pact to process applications quicker. We need actually an efficient government and less incompetence from the government. In respect of the processing times that I outlined, they're not my figures. They're the figures that are given to me by the Department of Justice. And in respect of the accelerated procedure that Barry talks about, yes, he's correct in the sense that the first decision is made within 6 months, and in fact, sometimes even quicker. But he doesn't say that the appeals process is taking well over a year. So we still have a system where the so-called accelerated procedure is taking closer to 2 years than 1 year to transpose. That's under the fast track system that Barry refers to. The
Matt,
truth of
Matt,
the
what you said was the average processing time was more
Barry,
than 2.5 years, but that's not correct.
I'd appreciate if you allow me to set out, because here's the problem. Barry is asking the opposition to put forward their solutions, which Sinn Féin have actually done in very comprehensive terms. The government choose to ignore them on every occasion. But time and time again, we're left in a situation where we're not provided with the detail in relation to IPASS contracts that I've mentioned, and we're not provided with the detail of proposals that government are bringing forward other than through leaks to the media. And if Barry was serious about wanting to collaborate with the opposition, which I would prefer if he would, well, then he would actually have a grown-up conversation about how we can address the real fundamental problems that lie at the heart of our IPASS system.
You can't have a grown-up conversation when you're making up statistics and you make everything about an incompetent government.
You said
that the average processing time was over 2.5 years. That's not correct.
Yes, it is.
And when I set
it out
for you, you then talk about appeals, which are not part of the processing
time.
Well,
I'd ask you to ask our researchers to fact-check that, and I think you'll be proven absolutely wrong on that, Barry.
All right, Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan, and Barry Ward, Fine Gael TD for Dunleary. Thank you for joining me for that.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.